wrapping up 2018, beginning to start 2019. Are you ready for a new year? What was your year like? Did you have a good one? We're going to talk about endings, beginnings, and the whole, it's another year. Let's talk about it right here, right now, on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and this week we are talking about the new year. Depending on when you are listening to this, whether you're on the radio this morning on WKTJ or whether you are listening to our podcast, it is a new year, and we are going to be starting up in a couple of days from this recording of looking at January 1st, 2019. And what's always really hilarious and something I've always enjoyed is I enjoy the retrospectives that come at the end of a year and the predictions of the year ahead. And the retrospectives are fun because, you know, you look back and it's good to kind of say, oh, that's right, I forgot about that, because there's so much that happens in a year. And sometimes, especially the first half of the year, you know, you kind of lose track of and you don't remember what went on. And it's good to kind of come back and go, oh, I forgot that had happened. And you know, even sad things like remembering who we've lost and stuff like that. You know, it's not a happy thing, but it's good to go back and say, oh, I remember that now. But then what I really enjoy is going back and at the end of the year looking at the predictions from the last year and then reading the predictions for the coming year. And you really should do it that way. You should always read the predictions for the year, reread the predictions from the year we've just finished before you read predictions for the following year. Because if you do it that way, you'll realize that the predictions for the following year are probably a good 80% wrong. And I mean, that's not a scientific statistic, but they're more wrong than right most of the time. We're really bad at guessing and bad at predicting. I had fun. I was reading a article about political predictions, and it was the kind of the top political predictions of 2018, what would happen, and most of them were wrong. Some had predicted that certain things would happen good that didn't happen, and then there were some really doomsday predictions, and they also didn't happen. And I also have always enjoyed looking forward to going back and looking at the psychic predictions and stuff like that, because a lot of them go even higher than 80% wrong. So many of them are wrong. Guessing doesn't usually work well, and if they were really doing their stuff, you'd think they'd have a pretty high success rate. And usually the secret to a good prediction is to keep it general and open to interpretation, so that later you can claim, oh, that's what I meant. And people can read into it. So if they want to believe it, they can. So if they want to, you know, they want that to be true, then they can argue it is, because there's wiggle room. A great figure and a leader will be cut down unexpectedly in the month of the Y. Well, then that gets easy, right? Because, well, then great leader could be, well, it could be a great actor who led the culture. It could be a politician. And it could be a leader. I mean, there's a lot of leaders across the globe. So it could be a religious. I mean, you could just, so I've got a lot of room. Then cut down. Well, maybe that meant they died. Or maybe it just means they got, you know, voted out of office, or they had a scandal, or they had a heart attack, or whatever. And then the month of the Y. Well, then there's a whole bunch of months that have a Y in them, so odds are already good. But what if it happens in June? Well, then we find that, oh, well, June in this language has a Y in it, so okay, we're good. Or we could do something like, oh, well, that was the month that all these questions had arisen, that he had the heart attack right after all these questions were being asked about his whatever, and they were asking why. So you get the idea that if you really want to make a prediction for the coming year, you got to keep it general so that then you can say it came true, whether it really did or not. And it's not our purpose to talk about this today, but that's one of the things that's why it's so interesting. When you read a lot of biblical prophecy, it doesn't do that. It's actually incredibly specific, such that it would be really hard to hit without God doing it, because it doesn't say things mystically and generally. It says things like very, very specifically. But anyway, that's for a different show, a different time. We'll talk about that another time. What I wanted to talk about today with this looking forward and looking back, because we've been talking generally about looking at predictions and looking forward and looking back, but it's good to do that just personally too, not just reading the articles or looking back in on the world scale or even on the national scale, but doing it personally, looking back for your family, for yourself. What kind of year did you have? What happened to you and to your life this year? Did you accomplish goals? Did you have any goals to try to accomplish? Did you have a breakthrough or a breakdown? Did you make a leap forward or did you take three steps back? What was your year? And then with that in mind, assuming that God gives you another year, assuming that you have 12 months ahead of you, what would you like to have happen? What do you see looking forward? Is it just put your head down and try to survive another year? Is it just hoping that, well, let's just hope we make it? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your expectations for the year ahead? And what were your goals and dreams and expectations for the year just past? And did they get met? Did they get exceeded? Are you disappointed? And that leads to a more substantive question, something even greater than, well, what happened or what do you want to have happen? That leads us to what I think is really the key question, and one that, well, a lot of times I think it's the question that we never think about it and don't ask ourselves. And that is, well, as you think about your year ahead, as you look at your year past, what is at the center of your evaluation? What is the heart of your planning and your reflection? And what I mean is, are you at the heart of your plans? And are you at the heart of your reflection? Is your life all about you? And that may seem like a very odd question to ask because, well, obviously it's my life. How can my life not be about me? But I think we also can say, well, yeah, I know what you mean. Because it is not that some of us are selfish and some of us aren't selfish. My experience is all of us are selfish. I have just never really met someone who's not selfish. The question isn't, are we selfish? The question is, how selfish are we? Because not everyone is equally selfish, in that some people express their selfishness far more than others. You know, like you get your really selfless people like a Mother Teresa or something who dedicates her life to the poor. Now, Mother Teresa was very selfless. It doesn't mean she was never selfish. Now, I don't know her. I wasn't around her, so I never get to experience what a bad day for Mother Teresa looked like. I don't know her faults, fears, and thoughts. But I know, because she was a human, that she could be selfish. But I also know that her life was not primarily about satisfying herself. And whether you do good things or bad things, the bigger question is your life about you? Because there are some people who do many, many good things, but it's all about them. And there are some people who end up making a mess of things, but they are trying to be good as far as selfless. They just don't get a knack for it. They cause damage. And you can argue either way about, you know, what's best there. But is your life about you? And how much of your life is about you? And when you look ahead to this coming year, do you hope mostly for what's going to come out good for you? Do you say, well, this is what I would like, and what you would like is really about what you like? When you look back, is your year good or bad depending on how much you enjoyed it and how much you were satisfied with you? Or is it about others? And again, we've just been celebrating Christmas, and it gives us a good template, because now here's God, and he comes down and lives with us as Jesus, and is born as a baby, and yet all that time he doesn't live for him. In fact, really, none of his choices is about his care and comfort. I mean, yeah, he eats, and he takes some naps and stuff like that, but pretty much his whole life is centered around being there for others. And we even get a few glimpses where he's tempted to not. And the biggest one is in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he's, you know, just hours away from being arrested, where he's going to be tortured and eventually killed by torture. And he doesn't want to do it. He's scared. And he says, I don't want to do this. And he asks God the Father three times, can we not do this? Can you let this cup pass from me? Can we skip this part? Because in himself, he doesn't want to. There's a selfishness there in his flesh, which is very understandable. Who wants to be tortured? Who wants to go through a hard time? But the key isn't whether he wants to or not, and that's really the key of Jesus' earthly life. It's not about what does he want to do in his flesh. He says, well, he tells his disciples, the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is really weak. I don't want to do this. But he chooses to. And so after each time he says to his Father, let this cup pass from me, then he says, but not my will, but yours be done. And so in the end, his life isn't about what makes him happy. In fact, his life does not make him happy. His life leads him to a very painful death, his life on earth. But his life wasn't about him, it was about us. And he was God. And so as you look at 2019, is your life going to be about you? And when it gets painful, when it's down to this is going to make me unhappy, do you do it for others? Or do you say, no, I'm not going to do it because it's not what I want and I don't want to go through pain? And that's when we'll really know just how other-focused we are versus focused on ourselves. Because the Bible says that Jesus went through the whole thing because in the end he knew it would be joy. This year, as you look at 2019, joy will mean giving up yourself. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.